Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 20. In today's episode, we will explore the value and worth of each and every individual on this planet and what is so special and unique about each and every one of us that humanity needs us. I need you. You need me. Let's explore what is the special mutual benefit we hold for each other. Join us with curiosity and be ready to expand. I am so excited to be recording this podcast episode because this is where most of the people that I work with or most adults, they are stuck. And that is our self-worth. And what can I do? Especially the current situation that is of our planet. It's almost like there's too many fires going on for us to put down. And it is very easy for you to feel bogged down by the burden of it, by the sadness, by the injustice that is going around. It's very easy for you to get so depressed. But what I want to share with you in this conversation is what can you really do and how we all can add to that. Because there's two very unique things about each and every one of us that are very, very personal to each individual. And no two people have the same of what I'm going to share. And that is where the magic is. So first, let's just get into the title of today's podcast is Why Does the World Need You? You might think nobody needs me. I am just nobody in the world. But world needs you. Today, we just want to talk about why the world needs you. And then it's up to you if you want to take that and you want to uplift your self-image, your self-worth, or you want to keep living as I am nobody and I cannot benefit anybody. It's up to you. But my job is to share with you why the world needs each and every one of us. So let's go a little bit back in our story. The moment of creation, when God created you as a soul, and when you decided to come into a physical form, into a human body, you came here to do something very specific. There was something put within you. It's almost like, hey, you're going to Earth. Can you take this package for us? And when you go there, make sure you share it with humanity. That is one. And the second is that you thought you could come here and you could do something that you should be getting the chance to go this time around. Think of it this way. There's a boat. Actually, my friend, my teacher, he had us do this exercise. One of my teachers, that let's say there is a boat and it's sinking. And there's only another life-saving boat that has five people on it. You're going to be the sixth and the last person. And you have to argue for your life. You have to win that why you should be the last person saved and let everybody else drown. What is so special about you? That is the special thing that you said to the creator. That is what's special about me. I want to go down and I want to add to humanity. Those are the two very specific things. So think of it. You have a parcel that you've been entrusted by your creator, and you have a very unique skill that no other souls have. That's why you decided to come at the very specific time, very specific date, very specific era of humanity, and a very specific location on this beautiful planet called Earth. Nothing is an accident. It's all orchestrated, decided ahead of time. and you did it willingly. At a soul level, your body has forgotten everything as soon as you came out of your mom's birth canal, or if the doctor pulled you out of your mom's belly by cutting into it. However you came into this world, during the birthing process, you forgot everything. That's why what we call awakening is the process of remembering who you really are as the soul and not just as a body and the conditioned ego, the personality that we all think we are, but we are not really that. So today, conversation is going to be all about what is that that you came here to do? What is that special thing that you're here to do? So whatever we do, whatever is done in this universe, it is done for the sake of sharing. You have money, enjoy your money, and then share. You have knowledge, enjoy your knowledge, then share. You have health, enjoy your health, and then share. There's a three-column system that is part of the universal structure. It is sharing, receiving, and restricting. And wherever that is, it's present in every single thing. But when that gets out of balance, that is when everything gets out of balance. So if you have money, but you are not sharing it, it's going to create all kind of chaos within you. It's going to create a lot of fear. If you have health, but nobody else is getting benefit from it, you're going to have very low self-esteem, even if you are one of the most beautiful person in the world. If you have knowledge, but you're not sharing it, you're going to feel suffocated and burdened by it. Because nothing that you have as a human, as a divine being living in this body, nothing that you have is just for you. Everything is for the sake of sharing. Because it didn't come from you. It came from your creator. So the skills and the gift that you came with, it is for the sake of sharing. You cannot just keep it with you. If you die with it, if you die with a very unique skill set that creator entrusted you with, you're going to be very depressed and anxious and fearful at the time of your death. But if you shared it, you're going to leave with a smile. And we all have seen people who have left in fear and those who have left with a smile. So we have established that there's a reason why you came here. You came here to share and benefit humanity. So now let's get into what are those two tasks that you came here to do. So first, let's talk about, you said, let me go down and, you know, I'll do my part. There's something I can do no one else can do. That is transforming your part of darkness. So backtrack a little bit. The part of the universe me and you are in right now, our solar system, and specifically we are on planet Earth. It is part of the universe where there is light and dark matter. If the place we came from, the place where soul resides, that dimension is pure light. But when we descend into the body, now we are dealing with the dark matter. Every soul that descends so it can transform its share of the dark matter. There's some kind of darkness that you're born into that you are capable to transform. And we will also talk about how you're going to transform it. But let's first talk about your life. Let's say you were born into a very difficult family. Your parents were not emotionally available. They abused you. Maybe they fought in front of you. Now you are an adult who is paralyzed by fear. You have a hard time trusting other people. You are always seeking for validation and you think you're a nobody. That's a lot of darkness. And that is the darkness your soul came here to transform. Now that darkness has given shape to a very specific personality and ego that wants to control everything. And what your soul is here to do is to pull your personality, pull that ego towards light. That is going to require your free will. A day will come, you will say, you know what? I don't want to live with these fears anymore. That is the day you're going to get help. You're going to get support. You're going to work with the teacher. You're going to work with the coach. You can always work with me. And you are going to say, you know what? I am somebody, something more than these limited beliefs. When you go through that process, you took that darkness and you transformed into light. You transform into your true nature, your true essence. That is a divine light. Let's talk about another example. Let's say you were born into extreme poverty. Your parents always worried about money. Maybe you grew up on food stamps. Maybe it was always money was always hard to get by. And then you went to college and then you decided, you know what? I am going to do all that I can do so I can have so much money that I can share it with people. For that, you had to really dig deeper and you had to trust in yourself and you had to believe that you can have more. You transformed the darkness and now maybe you're running a nonprofit organization helping hungry people, helping towards ending, world poverty. You took that darkness that you were inherited at the time of birth and you transformed into light. And in the process, you became somebody different. You could have very well lived with the story, I didn't come from money, so I'm just going to, live the bare minimum life. Now I'll share with you what I was born into. I was born into a place where, women don't really have much value. They are the extras. Men are everything. I was born into that. And I felt like that for the very long, 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 long time. There was a time I'll close my eyes and I'll be like, God, please turn me into a boy because they are more important than the girl. And when I'll open my eyes, I'll still be a girl. And I'll be like, dang it, you're not listening to me. Now that is just like, a child's mind. It does all kind of stuff. And then I had to grow up and I had to go through the deepest, darkest depression where I became suicidal. I was ready to take my own life. I had to go that dark and that deep just to realize I was meant to be a woman and I was meant to liberate myself from the identity of a woman, from the box that we get put in, and also help other women do it. So that is how I got to where I am today. I have transformed and I continue to transform that darkness that was inherited through my lineage. And I am from Pakistan. And if you are familiar with the part of Pakistan and India, well, let's just say in that area, I know we have misogyny all over the world, but that area is especially blessed with how much we hate women and how much we manipulate and take away their rights in the name of sometime religion, sometime culture, all kind of stuff. So if you talk to somebody who grew up in that area, it's a next level something else. So me transforming that speck of darkness, I had to tap into my soul's power. I didn't do it for my personality. My personality was nothing but filled with fears and thinking I need a man to survive. And if I don't have a man, I would die. And everybody else gave me the same messaging. Well, if you don't have a man, you can't really live. But you know what happened? I did go through divorce and I was just fine. I lived. I had to go through that experience to realize, okay, that's not true. If that's not true, then what else is not true? That process, I transformed that darkness within me. So now let's bring it back to you. You have come into this world with a very specific lineage of darkness. And I'm pretty sure you're living with it right now. Maybe it was the childhood sexual abuse. Maybe it was the childhood physical abuse. Maybe it was being born into poverty. Maybe it was feeling so lost your whole life, not feeling loved. And right now you are in an adult body and you're just like, why do I feel so horrible within me? My friend, that is your part of the darkness that your soul came here to transform. And the solution is within you. the solution starts with your free will. When you will start transforming that darkness, you are benefiting the whole planet. I know right now there's a lot of, there are more than one wars going on this planet, and we get so gung-ho about why politicians are not doing anything, why this, why that, why the world is so corrupt. You know, my friend, you're corrupt within you. You have darkness within you. Mine and your darkness has added so much, piled up so much, that now pockets of the world are just channeling that darkness. You want to save the world? You want world peace? Create peace within you. If you fail to create peace within you, do not complain about the unrest outside of you. That is what I do every single day. I don't look at news and I sit there and cry about it. I ask myself, Alia, where you still have darkness within you that you have not transformed? What part of your life you are running away from and you are going for comfort? And you're not challenging yourself. You're not putting yourself in difficult enough situations so you can transform that part of darkness. That is what me and you came here to do. It's one thing to get on our high horse and, you know, start getting emotionally disturbed or start fighting with other people. That's more darkness, by the way. But it's another thing when you take the responsibility of what you came here to do. You're not just a number. Out of the almost 8 billion people, you're not just a number. You're a very important asset. And this world needs you. It needs you, even if you think you're nobody sitting in a corner and nobody cares about you. Your soul came here to do something very specific. Dig deeper, get help, transform that darkness within you. Don't stop till every single fear within you become a solid faith. When every doubt within you become absolute certainty. That is where you are going to do what your soul came here to do. That is where you're going to benefit this world, because you came here to do that. And this world needs you. It needs every single one of us. World peace is not going to come because, you know, one day magically all the humans got on the same page. It's not going to come like that. One day, enough of us would be aware of the darkness that we carry within us, and we would be willing to transform that judgment within us. Just look around in your family. Who do you hate in your family that you can't even put up with them? You cannot even be in the same room with them. Work there, my friend. Work on loving that person and work on loving that aspect of you that hates somebody else. That is when you are transforming the darkness. You're not just benefiting your lineage to come. You're not just benefiting your little home. You are changing the world. Whenever someone starts working with me, I take a moment and I acknowledge them saying yes to helping the world, because we are that powerful. We are so powerful. You have no idea how powerful you are. What keeps me going on my journey of growth is that, now this part comes, I think no matter which religion, the Abrahamic religion you belong to, you might have heard the story. So in Quran, the way story goes, when Adam was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked all the creations at that time, including jinns and angels, to do sajda to Adam, because we were the higher creation. And that is when one of the jinns said, no, I'm not going to. And that started a whole thing about Iblis, Shaitan. And now there's this darkness, that the fight, the challenge between the light and darkness, the whole thing started. That is the story. And even that story, I can go into a lot of explanation at some point. I believe I can do that, so I can really help you understand. Darkness is on your side too, but you have to get on board and start doing the work to understand darkness is trying to help you connect with your light. The solution is to connect with your light. So my friend, what is so special about you that you were, that other creations were asked to do sajda to you? and my non-Arab slash non-Muslim friends who are listening, sajda means prostration. Why? What is so special about you? That is a question that drives me every single day to study all kind of stuff that I study. Multiple disciplines that I'm studying at one point. Any given day. That is the question that drives me. What is so special about me? Because the more I understand me, the more I understand my creator, the more I understand me, the more I can help other human understand themselves. That is what we are here to do. So if you just start asking yourself, what is so special about you? Why did you come in this world? The answer is you came here to transform that darkness within you. And when you do that work, you're uplifting the whole planet. That is how important you are, my friend. I cannot emphasize enough how important you are. So when anyone starts working with me, I take a moment and I help them realize and recognize them saying yes to healing their inner wounds. They are about to help the whole world. And I also remind them it's not going to be a piece of cake. There would be days you would want to quit. You would want to cry. You would want to never talk to me again, maybe. But that is when we keep going. Because our job is to transform that darkness into the light. Bring light to the parts of us that are afraid. So we can have absolute radical faith. Bring light to the parts of us that are stuck in worry and doubt. So we can bring absolute certainty. So that is one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, there, you have been entrusted with a very special parcel that is within you. That is your spiritual gift that you're born with, that you don't have to go to school for. That is what this humanity needs from you. Because it's like we're putting a puzzle together. Who had the next piece? Well, you do, but you never dug deeper and took out that piece of the puzzle. So our picture, our puzzle is never going to be complete without you adding that gift that is within you. It's not going to be complete. You think you're nobody? No, my friend, you're not nobody. We need you. We need that gift that is deeper within you. We are not going to be complete without you. That's how important you are. Now, you can believe it or you don't believe it. It's up to you. You can live your whole life depressed thinking you're nobody. But if you become curious and if you say, what is so unique and special within me that has been put there by my creator, and that is the parcel I was bringing to humanity because humans needed it at this very specific time and age. What is that? What is that unique thing within me? We call it soul searching. We call it looking for your purpose. When you find that and when you share that with the world, that is what is going to help the whole planet. We don't need sleeping people anymore. We need people who are waking up and asking questions, why me, why now, why here, why? And then seek answers to your whys. Because it's one thing to just ask questions and feel disappointed. I do have friends, every time I talk to them, they're like, I still didn't find my purpose. Well, if you're really looking for your purpose, you would already know. Because there are ways, there are things that you can do, there are like deeper parts that you can go where you will find your purpose. It requires getting so quiet. Maybe it requires working with somebody to find your purpose. Like one of the things I am so grateful, and it comes with the responsibility as well. I knew my purpose around, I believe, age 32 or 33. It took me a minute to step into it, but at the age of 35, I fully stepped into it. Was it scary? Yes, my friend, it was scary. Was I terrified? Yes, I was. But when I stepped into it, was I taken care of? Yes, I was. Today, do I trust? Yes, I do. that I will always be taken care of. I didn't start with this trust. It wasn't very easy. And I have known it for about 3 years. But I was just dilly-dallying with life. Maybe, you know, when I feel more comfortable, when I have enough savings, then I can do that. It requires us jumping into it. And just having the blessing that I was able to step into it at the age of 35 brings the responsibility to truly live it to a level where I can benefit humanity. Because these spiritual gifts that are within me, that every day I am discovering, digging deeper, working with different mentors to bring them out, they are not mine. They belong to the humanity. They belong to other people. One of the things I'm able to do, when a client signs up, I know what their purpose is, because I have done the work to dig deeper into them. I mean, to myself, I see what their purpose is. Sometimes I don't even tell them. I only gently guide them towards it. And we see how long it's going to take for them to step into it, to embody it, to say yes to it. So there are so many ways you can get answers, but you will get answers when you're truly committed and you're truly ready. It took me time to get committed, and we practice compassion while we are waiting, but it's right in front of you. One of the things I would tell you, if you're that person who's like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What were you doing when you were 12 or 13? You know what I was doing when I was 12 or 13? I was giving advice to other friends, girlfriends, how to deal with boys, how to deal with their emotions, how to navigate their family life at that young age. And it was so fascinating when I did do my natal chart and I did discover there are three things my soul came here to do. And one of them is help a woman heal emotionally. I literally just laughed. I said, first of all, I'm already doing that. Second, that's exactly what I was doing when I was 12, 13 year old. You're already on the path of your purpose. We want you to become aware of it so you can dial it up so loud so you can benefit the humanity. Because my friend, that is the light within you. That is the piece of the puzzle within you, that this world is not going to be complete without it. So it is very important for us to dig deeper and share that light and also transform the darkness that is within us that holds us back and do the work. Work through our fears. Transform our trauma lineage. If there is a trauma that has followed in your lineage, transform it. One of the trauma I transformed in my lineage is bitter divorces. I chose to do a very happy, healthy, and harmonious divorce, full of love, releasing from utmost place of love, no bitterness, no argument. That's not how the previous divorces in my lineage has been. People won't even talk to each other, look at each other, go to the same town where their ex lives. Shifting that, I have transformed that part of the darkness. There's so much more that I'm still working on. But what is something you're working on? Are you still holding on to the abuse that you were that you experienced? Or have you done the work to transform it into the light? And learning to love just for the sake of love, not because you're going to get something in return. Letting go of judgment. We only judge other people because we judge ourselves. So as you would learn to stop judging yourself, you will stop judging other people, and we could have more harmony and love in this, on this planet. It's not that the other person is going to change, my friend. You are going to learn to accept the other person just as is. Letting go of the comparison, letting go of your low self-esteem and low confidence and social anxiety, as you do the work to transform that, you are truly going to bring that light out in the world that is within you. That's exactly what I went through. There was a time, not too long ago, to be very precise, about 9 years ago, there was a day I was like, It's so painful, I'm going to kill myself. Right? That is where I was standing. 9 years later, I have worked through most of it, and I'm like, I am so grateful I didn't. In that moment, I listened to a tiny voice that said, get help. I got help. I didn't do it alone. Don't try to do it alone. We are not supposed to do it alone. We all need each other. Because we all have a very unique gifts. My gifts are going to help you, but your gifts are going to help me. When I want to do inner work, I don't say, okay, Alia, you're such a wonderful coach. You can help yourself. No, I go find a mentor. I go find another mentor. I'll go find another mentor. I will get help for different parts of me because I cannot do that myself. I need another human because that is how we are created. We all are part of each other's story. There's none of us who have a solo story. Nobody has a solo act. We are a community. We are a global community at this point. So one more thing I wanted to share, which is more of a side note, and it's just because we are in month of Ramadan, and I know a lot of other religions are also celebrating some very high energy holidays as well. One of the things that is so unique about us human, when we come to worship, you might have heard, you know, God created us for worship and we're supposed to worship him all day long. My friend, he didn't create us for worship. He created us to more be tolerant of each other and transform the darkness into light and be more like him. How you're going to be more like the light? By transforming the darkness within you. So when you come to pray, let's say Muslim pray 5 times. Right now we are going for the night prayer, Taraweeh. We are doing like, night Qiyamul Layl. That is the staying up all night, praying in the masjid, praying at home. When you're doing that, do it from this consciousness. I'm just inviting you. It's up to you if you do it or not. That is what I use. When you show up in front of God, you are whole. You're complete. Nothing within you is broken. He already loves you. He have already accepted you because he created you. He's your creator. When you show up to that prayer, the connection you make with your creator, the focus that you have on your creator, when you're listening to the recitation of the Quran and you're just listening to the words of your creator, you're present. That plugged in energy creates a force field that is going to uplift the consciousness of all planet. Because that is divine consciousness when you're fully plugged into. Think of it, you just put your plug into the highest volt, and now there's like 1,000-volt bulb on your head that is illuminating. How far that light will go, that is how far you are benefiting humanity. So if you're going to the masjid, you're like, you know, today I'm not going to go. Why would I go? I'll just do it at home. No, my friend, go there. We need to be in community. Because maybe the consciousness you will plug into that moment of worship would create so much energy that the person standing next to you is feeling so low, so down. They don't have that level of plugging in to the creator, to the light. They might not have that. Your increased consciousness is going to uplift that human. That human is going to go home with more light because of you. That's how important you are. And we are not just benefiting people who look like us, who talk like us, who follow the same things. We are benefiting the whole world. You're benefiting people who are on the different part of the world. Your light can travel all the way there. And imagine what we all can pray with that consciousness. Every time you open the pages of Quran, you look at it. You look at it with the consciousness, I am going to benefit and the whole humanity, just because right now I'm plugged in. That is how important you are. And this world needs you. I need you. You need me. We all need each other. So this is my invitation to you to realize how precious you are. And please, on the behalf of humanity, I'm asking you, do the inner work. Transform that darkness within you into the light. Then share the light that is within you with the rest of humanity. We need that. That is how we are going to get to world peace. We are not going to get there any other way. There are no shortcuts. We all came here to do this work. So let's take the ownership of the responsibility that we have and transform not just our lives, but this beautiful planet. So the kids who come after us, they can have a better place to live because their ancestors, which is you and me, have done the real spiritual work. Not just the work. We have done the real spiritual work. So that is all, my friend, for this week. And I will see you all later. Bye.